Appreciate this opportunity this morning to be here in this chapel inside these four walls. I guess to start off with, I'll have to figure out if I need to look at the seven people sitting in front of me or if I'll need to look here to the back of the chapel to where the recorder is set up. But we're trusting that the Lord would help us through these things, these different and maybe somewhat uncomfortable situations we find ourselves in. I stand up here this morning in much need of your prayers, but I also stand up here with two things on my heart. The first being, I'm very thankful that we serve a God who still knows, who still cares, who still understands what we're going through, the times that we're going through, even though He has allowed these things. He cares enough for us to give us the help that we need. And we can rest assured in the promises that He has given us that He is going to see us through each and every situation, no matter what those situations may be, that we can continue to lean on Him and to trust in Him. I thank Him so much. I was out very early this morning, got to see the sun come up, and as many have heard me say before, I enjoy nature, and I was out there and I was seeing the fresh green spring leaves and seeing the birds, and it reminded me of the Lord's goodness and how much He cares for each and every one of us to let us be part of His creation. And I thank Him so much for that. I do have the other thing on my mind this morning is what I felt the Lord gave me for this morning, the burden that He's laid on my heart. I'd like to write something on the board. Let's see, is that better? Is that better? All right. Sorry about that. So we're talking about battles and the battles that we're currently facing right now and how it trickles down to us as individuals. But not only this thing that we're facing now and the battles that we go through just our day-to-day lives. And I remember Sister Connie saying this past Wednesday night on this little conference call we had about a battle that she and Brother Gerald found themselves in. Just that every day-to-day life, as our body ages, as we get older, those things that we face. And she testified and had a great testimony of how the Lord came to her rescue and intervened in that situation. And we thank the Lord so much for that, how He sees us through those battles in our lives. But I feel like what the Lord has put on my heart this morning is that He wants us to be aware. And I want to bring to you this morning a reminder that there is another battle that we have to continue to fight. Yes, we do have those physical battles, and we're going to have those physical battles until the Lord calls us home. But there is another battle that is much more important that we stay attentive to, and that we pay attention to and that we are aware of. And that is the battle against the enemy of our souls. And it is my concern, and I thank the Lord for laying this on my mind, because I feel like He was speaking to me these last couple weeks, last week or so, when He brought this to my mind, that we still have a battle that we must fight. There's a lot going on right now. There's a lot that can divert our attention. There's so much information out there right now going on. If you want to keep up with the numbers and the data and the trends and all this to get wrapped up in. But I want us to be aware and be reminded that we still have another battle to fight, and that is against, for lack of better terms, the mean old devil. Satan himself is still out there to battle our soul, to take our souls and to rob us of what we have. There's a verse, we won't turn to it, in John 10:10. The thief cometh not, but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And then there's a verse in 1 Thessalonians 5:6 that says, therefore let us not sleep, as do others, but let us watch and be sober. It's so important that we not get wrapped up in current events. You know, there's nothing wrong with staying informed and being aware and listening to your local government, your local parish, county government, officials, being aware, being in the loop, so to speak, and following their suggestions. But be aware and be very careful that we not get so caught up in what is going on that we forget about the most important thing, and that is our souls. You know, I think about how cruel the devil is, and how cruel he's always been, and how cruel he is. And I think about how he will take anything he can. Anything he can, whether it be a scripture, a blessing the Lord has given you, if he can find a way, he will take any circumstance that he can and turn and use and try to use against you. He has perfected that ability to use anything he can get his hands on against us and to rob us of our salvation. And dear ones, let us not let these things that are going on around us rob us of what we know and what we stand on, what we know the Lord has given us, those promises that He has given us. If the devil, if the mean old devil can find a way to take these current events and these situations, if he can find a way to cast fear and doubt and confusion and anxiety, rest assured, he surely will. He is going to do anything. He is out there to do nothing else but to kill, to steal, and to destroy your life. We still have a battle to fight. Our physical battle, but the most important battle is a battle against the enemy. Keep that in your mind. As I was thinking, the Lord gave me these thoughts. My thoughts went to Moses. There's a lot said about Moses, but one story in particular came to me. I'd like to look at that in Exodus chapter 17. We'll start with verse 8. Moses had, up to this point in Scripture, Moses has been through many things. Many things. He was called by God and he followed that calling. Went and delivered the people from Egypt. They've crossed the Red Sea. He's gone through many things. I'm sure you know the story well. And here he finds himself up against yet another I guess you could say difficult situation, another circumstance. And we'll start reading here in verse 8. This is dealing with, my Bible titles this little passage of Scripture, The War with Amalek. Verse 8 says, then came Amalek and fought with Israel in Rephidim. And Moses said unto Joshua, choose us out men and go out, fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand. So Joshua did as Moses had said to him and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went to the top of the hill. And it came to pass when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands were heavy. And they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat thereon. And Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands, the one on the one side and the other on the other side, and his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. And Joshua discomfited Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. I appreciate this story. It was served as a reminder to me that even though Moses had been through many, many difficult things in many battles, yet here he was with another one to face. Nothing new to him. And to many of us that have lived in this way for any amount or length of time, we know we are constantly fighting a battle. And again, thank the Lord for His help and the strength He gives through those battles. But here Moses was with yet another situation. And he recognizes this situation. You see, it was obvious. He's paying attention. He knows what's going on. And he tells Joshua, he says, Joshua, my own words, here we are. We got another enemy at our doorstep, wanting to do us in. Joshua, I need you to go and get the men ready. We've got another battle to fight. Joshua, get the men ready. And tomorrow, I'm going to go up on the hill, and I'm going to bring the rod of God in my hand. So Joshua did just that. Moses recognized that there was another place of danger that him and the people of Israel found themselves in. And I can't help but wonder if Moses looks on this situation and thought, man, I've been through some things. I've been through some stuff. But here I have all these children under my keeping, and I've come way too far now to give up. I've come too far. I cannot afford to give up now and to lay down now. No, Joshua, get the men ready. We're going out, and tomorrow we're going to fight this, but let them know. We have an enemy at our doorstep, and we have another battle to fight. So Joshua goes, he gets the men ready for battle. We go on down to verse 11, it says, Moses held up his hands, and when he did, Israel prevailed. His hands get tired. He lets down his hands or his arms, and Amalek prevails. I wonder what kind of picture that must have looked like to Moses. To be sitting up there on that hill, and as long as I have my hands raised to heaven, and I'm looking to God for strength, that we're winning the battle. Israel is conquering. We're the Lord is helping us. But as life happens, and it does, we get tired and we get weary, and my hands begin to fall a little bit, and the enemy can start to take over. But they recognized what was going on. Aaron and Hur recognized what was going on, and obviously they saw what was going on as well. So what did they do? They go over there and they help Moses, who's tired and weary. Yes, Moses got tired and weary. And do we get tired and weary? Yes, we get tired and weary. It's these battles, these physical battles, these spiritual battles, there's potential for them to do us in. There is. I wonder how easy would it have been for Moses to say, he saw Amalek coming, and he says, in my mind of thinking, it would have been so easy for him to, he did not say this, but it would have been easy for him to say, Joshua, man, I don't think I can do this one. I don't know if I can do another one, Joshua, why don't you just take them in, go fight Amalek, and the Lord be with you. I'm just going to have to sit over here to the side. But that's definitely not what Moses did. No, he was there, he was attentive, and he was in the place that the Lord wanted him to be in to ward back, to keep back, to hold back and fight this enemy. He had to be there. Standing on that hill, watching this battle, he had to be there looking, paying attention, being attentive to the needs of these people. No doubt he looked at these people and he said, these are my people. These are my people. These are the ones. These are the people that the Lord has helped me to bring through all these places. And he had to be there attending to those needs. That's the place God put him in. Dear ones, did you know God has put us in places that we need to be paying attention and be attentive to our needs, to the needs of my soul? I cannot give up now. I've come too far to, what's the song? I've come too far to go back. I've come too far to look back. Lord help us. As Moses was attentive unto his people, unto the children of Israel, as Aaron and Hur was attentive to the needs of Moses, Lord help me to be aware of the situations that the devil is going to use to come against me and to attack me and to want to rob me of everything I have. And then I think about Aaron and Hur when they stayed up Moses' hands. And folks, I liken that to us here today. I would love to look over this chapel right now and I would love to look into the faces that is set on these benches. But due to the circumstances, we can't do that. I'm thankful for the 8 people that I do see in front of me. But I look forward to the day that these benches will be full and we can lift up our voices together in song. But until then, we have a battle to fight. It's just a battle we're going through. It's a physical battle we're going through right now. The desires of my heart, my flesh, wants to be here surrounded with the people of God and the saints and those that I know and love to worship with. But since that can't happen, I must continue to fight this battle. And you must continue to fight this battle. And are you going to get tired? And are you going to get weary? Yes, you are. If we're not careful, it can begin to become discouraging. I heard several people on that same call last Wednesday night said, just to hear your voices, it's such an uplift. It's so encouraging. And folks, that's what we have to do. We have to be an Aaron and a Hur. We have to be creative, as I heard someone say, and look for ways to encourage and to help our fellow brothers and sisters through these battles. Even though we can't be together in person and physically be here, dear ones, we can be together in mind, in spirit, unity in spirit and prayer. Dear Lord, let's look for ways to encourage, to pray for each other, to continue to hold each other's arms up. My mind still is stayed on that picture with Moses. And as his hands come down, I can't help but wonder if he said, Aaron, I'm getting tired. Amalek's prevailing. He's starting to take over and get this battle. Y'all have got to help me out. And I guess maybe I've seen too many illustrations in my life. But I see Aaron and her on each side of him doing all they can do to hold them arms up. Because as long as they hold them arms up toward God, that's where their help is coming from. That's where our help is going to come from. These times will not get the best of us if we keep faithful and keep our eyes set on the Lord. These times we're going through, they might take a toll on our bodies. Yes, they have taken a toll on some bodies, and they might. But they will not get the best of me spiritually as long as I cling to the one true God. And I recognize where my help comes from, and I continue to seek Him for strength and help. It will not get the best of me. There is another side to this battle. There is a victory to be had. Moses won that battle because he looked to the right source. He had those there helping him to hold his arms up. He paid attention. He was aware of what was going on. He was aware of his surroundings. He knew what he was up against. And he looked in the right place. He had a battle to fight, and he fought that battle with help and strength from the Lord. Let's look at Ephesians chapter 6. I'd like to wrap up here with just a few scriptures of encouragement. Ephesians chapter 6, thinking again of the battles that we're in. Thinking mainly of this spiritual battle. Ephesians 6, starting at verse 10, we'll read down a few verses. It says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints." We are in very strange, difficult times. But I want to encourage you. Be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. Don't let the progress that you have made become undone, become unraveled. Don't let Satan, don't give him room. What's the saying? If you give him an inch, he'll take a... You know, what's the saying? If you give an inch, they'll take a mile. Whatever the... Don't give him any wiggle room. Don't give him anything to begin to work with. It says, take on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Why? Because he is out there to do nothing but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Folks, it's up to us to take on the things necessary, the whole armor of God, to combat that, to fight that. It is my concern and burden this morning. We are in very different times. We're not able to meet together and to be encouraged by one another. We're not able to gather here on Wednesday nights and hear how brother so-and-so and how sister so-and-so, how the Lord blessed them throughout the week, and maybe they share a scripture. And maybe that's just the scripture I needed to hear. You can't be here on Sunday mornings and Sunday nights and lifting your voice in song and hearing the words to our songs. No, we're at home. And we're away from those things. You know, as humans, we become to lean and depend on things. And that's one of the things, thank the Lord, that He has put into place and allowed us to be part of, that is an uplift and an encouragement and helps me on my journey. And there is the potential, when I'm not in those environments and I'm not being constantly reminded by those around me, and I know the Lord can deal with us individually and He speaks to us individually. I understand and I know that, and I thank the Lord for that. But when I'm not in those environments around the saints of God and I can't hear and see what the Lord has done for those, when I don't see it and experience it firsthand, that is, whether we see it or not, I really do believe that is an opportunity for the devil to wiggle his way in there. And if we will allow him, that's just time that he can begin, if we will give it to him, that he can begin to work with. And he can begin to discourage and bring discouraging thoughts. Dear ones, be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. Take on the whole armor of God. While we are at home, while we are tuning in to live stream services and calling in and watching Singspirations, take advantage of those things. I want to encourage you, take advantage of every opportunity that the Lord is giving us and allow us to be part of, and use those things to fight against the enemy of our souls. Words of a song came to me. I'm wrapping up, I'm finishing up, but I want to read you a few of these verses to this song. It's number 261 in our book. The title of that song is Press On. And that's what I want us to do this morning, is to be able to press on, even though these times we find ourselves in, to know that we still have a battle. But I want to encourage you to press on. Press on. You know, I was thinking earlier this morning, we're not able to be here. I've already said this several times. We're not able to be here. Take advantage of these opportunities to think about what the Lord has done for you. And I was thinking, what if we could save up? What if we could save up our testimonies? And we could start stockpiling our testimonies. And just to think of the Wednesday night service that we could have once we're able to come back. We could have these walls busting at the seams with the things that the Lord has done for us, with the battles that He has helped us to fight, with the victories that He has given us. Folks, this is not the time to lay down and get complacent. This is not the time. This is the time to step up, to be aware as Moses was aware and see what is around me. It's a time to step up as Aaron and Hur did and help Moses. Take advantage of this time. The words of that song, number 261. press on, my brother, sister, and face the deadly foe. Through Jesus Christ we'll conquer while traveling here below. Press on, though raging tempest and fiery billows roll. While crossing life's rough rapids, He'll safely guide thy soul. Press on mid strong temptation. Tell Satan he must flee. In Jesus' name resist him, and victory thine shall be. Press on forever, trusting in faith, believing too, in spite of doubt or feeling, God's word will take you through. And press on to what's before us, forgetting all the past, the light of heaven so glorious, eternally shall last. If you're able to look at that song in the book, at the very top of that page, they have a little verse written in parentheses. That verse is Philippians 3 and 14. And that verse says, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I trust today that we all have that mark. We all have that set before us. And that we are doing all we can do to press and to get there. I want to encourage you to press on. Press on through these battles that we're in. Press on through these physical battles. Look to the Lord for help and strength. He's going to give it. And then as we face those battles, those spiritual battles, that when the enemy comes against us, press toward the mark. Keep heaven in view. There's so many songs that deal with this. Ever keep heaven in view. Continue to press on. Don't let these times and these situations be the devil's workshop, the devil's playground. Let us be strong in the Lord. Take on the whole armor of God. And let us be reminded that we still have a battle to fight. May the Lord help us. Y'all, please pray for me. I do thank you for your time. Thank you for tuning in this morning. And I'm praying for you. Pray for me. Let us pray for each other. Amen.